Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Mechanics of Private Equity by Umran Nayani is a practical finance guide that explains how private equity works and how leveraged buyouts are evaluated and modeled. Written for readers who may not come from traditional buyout backgrounds, it aims to make core private equity concepts understandable to startup founders, entrepreneurs, early career fund professionals, and investment bankers. The book emphasizes applied learning, using structured walkthroughs of the private equity deal lifecycle and hands-on leverage buyout valuation modeling in Excel. Rather than focusing on abstract theory alone, it highlights the mechanics that drive buyout returns, including transaction structure, debt, and equity funding, and the financial statements that support an LBO model. Public descriptions also indicate a strong focus on practical templates and exercises, including access to accompanying Excel models and the use of a well-known real-world buyout case study to bridge concepts with execution. Overall, it positions itself as an accessible, model-driven introduction to the tools and thinking used in private equity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, private equity fundamentals and the buyout value creation lens. A central topic is the foundational logic of private equity and how funds attempt to create value in privately held or taken private businesses. The book frames private equity not just as capital provision, but as an operating and ownership approach that targets specific levers of return. These commonly include improving cash flow generation, driving operational efficiencies, optimizing pricing or product mix, and reshaping the balance sheet to enhance equity returns. For founders and entrepreneurs, this perspective helps translate investor questions into business realities, such as why recurring revenue, margin stability, and working capital discipline matter so much in buyout underwriting. For newer finance professionals, it clarifies the roles private equity firms play across sourcing, diligence, ownership, and exit. The book also connects these ideas to the LBO context, where the use of leverage amplifies outcomes and increases the importance of downside protection, covenant awareness, and conservative cash flow planning. By centering on mechanics and decision drivers, the reader gets a framework to interpret what buyout investors are trying to accomplish and how they measure progress during the holding period. Secondly, deal sourcing, evaluation, and the investment process. The book covers the pathway from finding a deal to signing and closing, outlining how private equity investors build pipelines and filter opportunities. This includes understanding the difference between proprietary sourcing and process-driven auctions, and why competitive dynamics influence price, structure, and diligence depth. It emphasizes how investors form an initial view on attractiveness through business quality, market position, growth potential, and cash flow resilience, then move into deeper diligence to validate assumptions. For entrepreneurs, this topic is useful because it maps the buyer journey, helping management teams anticipate information requests and understand why certain metrics or customer details become focal points. For analysts and bankers, it provides context for how an investment thesis is translated into an executable plan and underwriting model. The book also highlights that buyout investing is an end-to-end process, not only a valuation exercise, linking early screening, confirmatory diligence, and negotiating terms into a single workflow that culminates in a structured transaction with clearly defined risks and return targets. Thirdly, step-by-step LBO modeling and the integrated financial statements. A major practical contribution is the construction of an LBO valuation model in Excel, designed to teach the mechanics that drive returns. Public descriptions indicate the model build includes transaction-related items such as fees, goodwill, and other purchase accounting effects, and then extends into the core three-statement architecture. This means forecasting the income statement, building a balance sheet that ties correctly, and producing a cash flow statement that reflects operating performance, investment, and financing flows. The book also highlights schedules that are essential in buyout models, including fixed asset roll forward and working capital elements that influence cash generation. The point is not just to fill in spreadsheets, but to understand how assumptions about growth, margins, capital expenditures, and working capital convert into free cash flow, debt paydown capacity, and ultimately equity value at exit. By working through a structured build and using accompanying templates, readers can learn a repeatable modeling process that mirrors how many buyout underwriting models are assembled in practice. Fourthly, leverage, debt schedules, and the realities of deal structure. Another important topic is the financing structure of leveraged buyouts and how different layers of debt and equity affect risk, flexibility, and returns. The book discusses the mechanics of debt schedules, showing how interest expense, principal repayments, and optional prepayments flow through the model and shape equity outcomes. It also draws attention to the complexity of buyout transactions, including the role of covenants and structural features that can constrain behavior when performance weakens. For readers new to LBOs, this is where the model becomes a discipline tool, because the capital structure forces explicit assumptions about cash availability, minimum liquidity, and the pace of deleveraging. For founders evaluating private equity as a partner, understanding debt and covenants helps clarify why investors focus on predictable cash flows and why downside cases matter. This topic reinforces that leverage is not merely an input, but a set of contractual obligations that interact with operating performance. And that thoughtful structuring aims to balance return enhancement with survivability under stress. Lastly, case-based learning and bridging theory to real-world transactions. The book uses case-based learning to connect concepts to recognizable market events and to provide a concrete environment for applying LBO tools. Public description specifically referenced the Del Boyat as a featured case study, which helps illustrate how a large, widely discussed transaction can be analyzed through the lenses of purchase price, financing, cash flow, and exit considerations. Casework reinforces pattern recognition, how investors articulate an investment thesis, where sensitivity analysis matters most, and how assumptions translate into internal rate of return and multiple of invested capital outcomes. It also supports skill transfer, because readers can take the same modeling logic into other situations, whether evaluating a founder-led business, a platform acquisition, or a bolt-on strategy. By emphasizing hands-on exercises and providing access to associated Excel models, the book positions the reader to practice rather than only read, which is especially valuable for those trying to build credibility in interviews or communicate more effectively with investors and advisors. In conclusion, this book is best suited to startup founders and entrepreneurs who want a clearer view of how private equity investors think, as well as early career investment bankers, analysts, and new fund professionals seeking a structured introduction to LBO modeling. Readers benefit most if they are willing to engage actively with spreadsheets. Because the core value proposition is practical skill building rather than purely conceptual discussion, the most immediate payoff is improved fluency, understanding how deal teams move from a business story to an underwritten set of projections, a financing plan, and an exit-driven return profile. Founders can use these insights to anticipate diligence, negotiate more confidently, and interpret term discussions with greater precision. Finance practitioners can use the modeling walkthroughs to strengthen technical fundamentals, especially around the integrated three-statement build and the debt and equity mechanics that drive buyout returns. Compared with many private equity books that lean heavily on industry overview or high-level narratives, it stands out for its explicitly step-by-step modeling orientation, its emphasis on hands-on exercises, and the inclusion of supporting Excel resources. That combination makes it a practical bridge between learning private equity and doing the work. If you would like to support Umran Nayani, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.